The 12 apostles of Jesus Christ were ordinary men from various backgrounds, such as fishermen, farmers, and artisans. However, they were called to an extraordinary mission, to follow the Master and bear witness to his resurrection. They left everything behind to spread the gospel around the world, facing unimaginable challenges, including relentless persecution and brutal martyrdoms. Their deaths, far from being natural, stand as a powerful testimony to their unwavering devotion to Christ and a somber demonstration of human cruelty. If you've ever wondered about the fate of these brave men, know that their lives and deaths are shrouded in mystery, controversy, and dark narratives. In this video, we will dive into the details revealed by the scriptures, church tradition, and historians. Among the apostles, John, the beloved disciple, stands out as a central and enigmatic figure in biblical narratives. The son of Zebedee and Salome and brother of James, also an apostle, John had a unique connection with Jesus. Described as the disciple whom Jesus loved, John had privileged access to Christ's teachings and most intimate moments. His spiritual sensitivity and deep understanding of the gospel made him a pillar in spreading Jesus' message. He was present at crucial moments, such as the Transfiguration and the Last Supper, where he was close to Jesus. After Christ's death, John continued to be an essential figure in the early Christian community in Jerusalem, serving as an eyewitness to Jesus' ascension and a vital link among the other apostles. However, John's story is filled with mysteries and symbolism. He faced many persecutions, especially under Emperor Domitian, for preaching the gospel in Ephesus. According to tradition, John was captured, tortured, and thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil, but miraculously emerged unscathed. Impressed by the miracle, the emperor exiled John to the island of Patmos, a place of banishment in the empire. Although the Bible does not directly mention this event, it is passed down by the early church leaders who helped shape Christian theology. Many details about the apostles' deaths were preserved by these leaders and Christian doctrine. During his exile on Patmos, John received apocalyptic visions recorded in the book of Revelation. These visions reveal his deep spiritual connection and offer teachings about the future of humanity. As for his death, Christian tradition asserts that despite Roman authorities' attempts to execute him, John died of natural causes. Bishop Polycarp of Ephesus, quoted by Eusebius in his Ecclesiastical History, reports that John passed away in Ephesus in Asia Minor around the year 100 AD at the age of 94. However, there are accounts that his tomb was empty when it was opened by Constantine for the construction of a building. In the maturity of his life, John, with the wisdom acquired over decades of reflection and service, became a central figure in the Christian community. His words, filled with spiritual depth, guided, corrected, and encouraged the faithful. His teachings, based on his time with Christ, resonated with authority and love, strengthening the roots of emerging faith. In his final days, John reflected on the journey he had lived, from the humble beginnings by the Sea of Galilee to the challenges faced in Ephesus, where the church struggled to maintain its identity in a hostile world. In every word he wrote, in every piece of advice he gave, John emphasized the core of the gospel, the unconditional love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. He always reminded the community of the importance of remaining faithful to the truth while also encouraging love and unity, echoing Jesus' request for his followers to be united as recorded in John 17:21. In the writings of Revelation, John offered the church a vision of hope and triumph, even amidst persecution and tribulation. He pointed to the ultimate victory of Jesus over all the forces of evil. These visions, filled with symbolism, have served as a source of encouragement for Christians throughout the centuries, reminding them that, regardless of adversity, the final victory belongs to God. At the end of his life, John left an immeasurable legacy, not only as one of the founding apostles of the church, but also as a living example of faith, love, and perseverance. Through his writings and the life he lived, he continues to inspire countless generations, always pointing to the redemptive and transformative love of Jesus Christ. James, son of Zebedee, also known as James the Greater, played a prominent role among the apostles, being not only the brother of John, but also one of Jesus' closest disciples. His significance is underscored by his belonging to the inner circle of the three apostles who accompanied Jesus at crucial moments alongside Peter and John. After Christ's death, James's journey culminated in a tragic and dramatic end, recorded in the book of Acts of the Apostles. By order of King Herod, James was executed, becoming the first apostle to suffer martyrdom, reflecting the high price some paid for their unwavering faith. Although the specific details of his execution are not widely described in the scriptures, tradition suggests that James was beheaded or killed by the sword, an act that illustrates the growing hostility against the followers of Christ. It is important to remember that the scriptures mention two apostles named James. James, the son of Zebedee, whom we are discussing here, and James, the son of Alphaeus, also known as James the Lesser. The distinction between the two is important for understanding the different narratives surrounding each of them. The involvement of James, son of Alphaeus, in the Gospels is less evident compared to other apostles, but his quiet presence does not diminish his importance. After the death of Jesus, information about James, son of Alphaeus, becomes even scarcer, shrouded in mystery and tradition. Christian tradition suggests that he played a role in the spread of the gospel, possibly carrying out missions in unknown territories. However, details about his death remain uncertain, with the scriptures offering few clues and traditions differing in their accounts. Most Christian traditions believe that James, son of Alphaeus, was martyred under the orders of Herod Agrippa in Jerusalem, being publicly beheaded. However, other sources, such as the Martyrdom of the Apostles, suggest that he was thrown from the Temple of Jerusalem and stoned to death. Regardless of the method, his death had a profound impact on the early church, highlighting the seriousness and high cost of the Christian mission. The loss of James brought mourning, but also reinforced the apostles' determination, strengthening their faith and commitment to continue the mission that Jesus entrusted to them. The death of James was not in vain. It served as a powerful reminder that the Christian journey demands extreme sacrifices. While James the Lesser pursued his ministry in a quiet but vital manner, church traditions indicate that he also played a significant role in spreading the faith. His silent and persistent dedication was crucial for the growth and strengthening of the Christian community during a time of uncertainty and persecution. The death of James, son of Alphaeus, inspired a new wave of evangelization and witness among Christians. Even in the face of persecutions, the church began to spread beyond Jerusalem and Judea, reaching Samaria and eventually the farthest corners of the Roman Empire. The message of the gospel, nourished by the sacrifice of the martyrs, found fertile soil in hearts thirsty for hope and truth. The stories of the two Jameses, each walking his own path and destiny, became a source of inspiration for subsequent generations of Christians. They represent the diversity of callings within the church, one called to a public role and a dramatic end, the other to a quieter, yet equally essential, contribution. As we reflect on the lives of the apostles, James, son of Zebedee, and James, son of Alphaeus, we are reminded that the path of discipleship can take many forms. Each of them, in their own way, embrace the call to follow Christ, whether in the public squares, facing the executioner's sword, or in the quiet shadows of faithful service. Their stories continue to resonate in the church's memory, inspiring all believers to live and witness their faith with courage, love, and unwavering faithfulness. Regardless of the path we follow, we are all called to be living witnesses of the love and truth of Jesus Christ. Peter, originally known as Simon, was born in Galilee, where he worked as a fisherman. His life took an extraordinary turn when Jesus called him to become a fisher of men. With this calling came a new identity. Jesus changed his name to Peter, which means rock, symbolizing the solidity of the faith he would demonstrate throughout his journey with Christ. Peter is depicted in the scriptures as a fervent disciple, often impulsive, but undeniably dedicated to Jesus. He witnessed extraordinary miracles, such as walking on water, and was the first to recognize Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter's role among the apostles was central, especially during the Last Supper, where he was highlighted as the group's natural leader. However, his path was not without challenges. His denial of Jesus during his arrest was a painful episode marked by deep remorse, followed by a transformative restoration carried out by Christ himself after the resurrection. This experience shaped Peter, strengthening his faith and solidifying his dedication to Jesus' mission. After Christ's ascension, Peter embarked on a journey to spread the gospel to the far reaches of the Roman Empire. Eventually, he settled in Rome, where he took on the leadership of the growing Christian community. In the Acts of the Apostles, Peter emerges as a crucial figure in the gospel's expansion, especially among the Gentiles, breaking cultural and religious barriers to spread Christ's message. In 64 AD, Rome was devastated by a great fire that triggered a violent persecution of Christians, led by Emperor Nero. Peter was arrested and condemned to death, becoming one of the first martyrs of Christianity. His death is a courageous testimony to his unwavering faith in Jesus Christ. During this persecution, many Christians faced brutal tortures and executions, but the community's faith remained firm, often inspired by the example of leaders like Peter. Tradition tells us that Peter, in an act of deep humility, asked to be crucified upside down, feeling unworthy to die in the same manner as his master. This gesture was not only an act of humility, but also a powerful testimony of his devotion to Christ, reflecting the transformation that had occurred since his first encounter with Jesus on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. From an impetuous fisherman, Peter became the pillar of the church, a leader whose faith and conviction guided many others in their walk with Christ. Peter's death did not mark the end, but rather a new beginning for the church. His story, full of human flaws and spiritual triumphs, became a source of inspiration for Christians of all ages. Peter's journey, marked by denial, restoration, bravery, and sacrifice, echoes through the centuries, reminding us that God's grace and love can transform and strengthen even the most fragile of hearts. According to accounts, Emperor Nero, known for his relentless persecution of Christians, is also responsible for the death of the apostle Jude Thaddeus, also called Thaddeus or Judas, son of James. Although he is mentioned less frequently in the Bible, Jude Thaddeus's contribution to Christianity is profoundly significant. During the Last Supper, he demonstrated a genuine desire to understand the mysteries of the kingdom by questioning Jesus about the meaning of his words. This moment reveals the sincere heart of Jude Thaddeus, always seeking a deeper understanding of Christ's message. After Jesus' death, Jude Thaddeus continued to play an essential role in spreading the gospel, particularly in the regions of Mesopotamia and Persia. His mission led him to face numerous challenges, but his determination to spread Christ's message never wavered. In the Bible, his importance is evident in his epistles, where he exhorts believers to remain steadfast in the faith and practice brotherly love. These letters reflect his commitment to keeping the flame of faith alive, encouraging Christians to persevere even in the face of adversity. As for his death, Christian traditions present different versions. Some suggest that he was martyred alongside Simon, either by stoning or through other brutal methods of execution common at that time. Regardless of the specific details, the martyrdom of Jude Thaddeus is seen as a powerful testimony of his dedication and faithfulness to Christ. His life and death exemplify the courage required to follow the path of the gospel, even when confronted with persecution and death. The story of Jude Thaddeus, though less known, is an eloquent reminder that true greatness in the kingdom of God is not found in public recognition, but in faithfulness to Christ's call. His legacy continues to inspire Christians to live their lives with the same fervor and commitment, trusting that even in the midst of the greatest trials, faith in Christ sustains and guides us. Andrew is remembered in the Gospels for his involvement in significant moments, such as when he introduced to Jesus a young boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish, becoming a channel to manifest divine power. He is frequently mentioned among the first in the list of the 12 apostles, standing out as one of Christ's closest followers. After Jesus' death, Andrew embarked on a fervent missionary journey, spreading early Christianity to distant regions like Scotland and Greece. In Constantinople, he is revered as the founder of the church, a lasting testimony to his impact on the expansion of the gospel. Christian tradition narrates that Andrew was martyred by crucifixion in Patras, Greece. Before his crucifixion, he endured brutal tortures, yet his faith remained unwavering. His crucifixion was distinctive, carried out on an X-shaped cross, which later became known as St. Andrew's Cross. According to tradition, Andrew, like Peter, requested to be crucified differently from Jesus, feeling unworthy to die in the same manner as his master. Andrew's story did not end with his death. His remains were discovered centuries later and, according to tradition, taken to Scotland by sea, where he is honored as the patron saint. Andrew's life, marked by dedication, courage, and humility, continues to inspire Christians around the world. His legacy is a powerful reminder that true discipleship can lead us to unexpected places, requiring profound sacrifices, but always with the promise that our faith and devotion have the power to transform lives and leave an everlasting mark. Philip, originally from Bethsaida, the same city as Peter and Andrew, was called by Jesus to follow him, playing a remarkable role among the apostles. In the Gospels, he is often identified as Philip of Bethsaida, to highlight his origin and distinguish him from others with the same name. Philip is associated with important episodes in the biblical narrative, such as when Jesus asked him to solve the issue of feeding a large crowd. Faced with the seemingly impossible challenge, Philip's response reflected a human perspective, limited by the material resources available. However, Jesus transformed the situation miraculously, multiplying the loaves and fishes to feed not only 5,000 men, but also women and children, with 12 baskets of food left over at the end. After Jesus' death, Philip continued to play a crucial role in spreading the message of the gospel. He traveled to various regions, including Samaria, where he performed miracles and baptized many in the name of Jesus, expanding the reach of the Christian faith. Although the New Testament does not provide many details about Philip's death, church traditions state that he was martyred in Hierapolis in Asia Minor around 80 AD, during the persecution of Christians under the Roman Emperor Domitian. It is said that Philip was crucified and stoned, sealing his testimony with blood and becoming a martyr of the faith. Philip's story is a powerful reminder that even in the face of seemingly insurmountable challenges, faith in Christ can transcend human limitations. His life and martyrdom are a testimony to the strength and courage that come from following Jesus' call, even when it means facing death. Philip's legacy continues to inspire generations of Christians, encouraging them to trust in God's transformative power, even in the most difficult circumstances. Simon, also known as Simon the Zealot, was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus, distinguished by his fervent devotion and possibly by his association with the Zealot group. The Zealots were known for their intense nationalism and their struggle for Israel's independence from Roman rule. Before meeting Jesus, Simon likely shared this revolutionary zeal, marked by a burning passion for the freedom of his people. However, upon following Jesus, Simon redirected his passion and energy toward the cause of the kingdom of God. His transformation from a nationalist zealot to an apostle of Christ is a testimony to the transformative power of the gospel, which led him to fight for a much greater freedom, spiritual liberation through faith in Jesus. Little is known about the death of Simon the Zealot in the scriptures, but Christian traditions suggest that he met a brutal end during the persecution of Christians. Accounts indicate that he was tortured and violently killed, sealing his faith with martyrdom. Even though the details of his death are shrouded in mystery, Simon's legacy is a powerful testament to the courage and unwavering devotion of those who chose to follow Christ, regardless of the cost. Simon the Zealot is remembered not only for his zeal before knowing Jesus, but also for how that zeal was transformed into a passion for spreading the gospel. His life and death are examples of the profound change that occurs when one fully surrenders to Christ's call, abandoning former loyalties in favor of a divine mission. His testimony continues to inspire those who fight for just causes, reminding us that true zeal must be directed toward the glory of God and the building of his kingdom. Bartholomew, one of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus, played a crucial role in the expansion of Christianity, bringing the gospel to distant regions. After Christ's ascension, Bartholomew traveled to India, where his powerful preaching and the conversion of many drew the attention of both the local people and authorities. His mission, marked by unwavering faith and fervent dedication, left a profound impact on the communities he touched. However, Bartholomew's success in converting many to Christianity also provoked the wrath of the pagan king Astyages. Enraged by the apostles' growing influence, the king ordered his arrest. Christian traditions recount different versions of his death, but one of the most well-known is that Bartholomew was brutally martyred for his faith. Some versions suggest that he was flayed alive before being beheaded, a death that highlights the cruelty faced by early Christians and the extreme sacrifices they made out of love for Christ. Bartholomew's martyrdom is remembered as a supreme testament to his devotion and courage. His willingness to suffer and die for his faith has inspired many throughout the centuries and continues to be a powerful example of what it means to follow Christ, regardless of the cost. The life and death of Bartholomew resonate as a solemn reminder that the call to discipleship often involves profound sacrifices, but also brings an eternal reward. Matthew, before following Jesus, was a tax collector in Capernaum, a profession widely despised in his time due to its association with corruption and oppression. However, everything changed when Jesus called him. Responding to the invitation, Matthew left his old life behind and became one of the 12 apostles, marking a profound transformation and demonstrating the redeeming power of God's grace. Matthew not only followed Jesus, but also contributed significantly to Christianity by writing one of the Gospels that make up the New Testament. His Gospel, primarily directed at the Jews, highlights Jesus as the promised Messiah, connecting Christ's life to the prophecies of the Old Testament. This text has become a vital part of Scripture, offering wisdom, guidance, and a deep understanding of Jesus' mission. After Christ's ascension, ancient traditions suggest that Matthew continued to preach the gospel in regions such as Ethiopia and Persia, spreading the message of Christ to distant lands. His dedication to the divine call remained unwavering until the end. Regarding his death, various accounts exist, but the most well-known one reports that Matthew was martyred in the city of Nadab in Ethiopia. During the celebration of Mass, he was killed by the sword, sealing his testimony of faith with the ultimate sacrifice. Matthew, the apostle and evangelist, left an indelible mark on Christianity. His gospel remains a vital source of wisdom and guidance, inspiring countless generations of Christians to follow the path of Jesus. His life is a powerful example of how God's grace can transform the human heart and redirect it toward the glory of the kingdom. Matthew's legacy, both in his writing and his martyrdom, continues to resonate as a testimony to the faith and courage needed to live and die for the gospel. The story of Matthew is a powerful reminder that God calls everyone, regardless of their past or social position, to participate in his redemptive work in the world. Matthew, a despised tax collector, was transformed by God's grace into an apostle and evangelist, playing a crucial role in the spread of the gospel. His life exemplifies how divine mercy can redefine destinies, using people from all walks of life to accomplish great things for the kingdom of God. Matthew's call encourages us to believe that no matter who we are or where we come from, God has a purpose for each of us in his mission of redemption. Thomas, also known as Thomas Didymus or Thomas the Twin, was one of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus. Originally from Galilee, where he worked as a fisherman, Thomas is distinguished in the Gospels for his sincerity and, at times, for his hesitation to believe in extraordinary events. His nickname Didymus, meaning twin, suggests that he may have had a twin brother, though the identity of this brother is not mentioned in Scripture. after the death of Jesus, Thomas became known for his doubt regarding the resurrection, declaring that he would only believe if he could touch Christ's wounds. This stance reveals his quest for a genuine and tangible faith, something that many can relate to in their own spiritual journeys. However, when Jesus appeared to him and invited him to touch his wounds, Thomas experienced a profound transformation. In a moment of revelation, he exclaimed, "My Lord and my God," Gathra, affirming a faith that would become unshakable. This episode highlights not only Jesus' mercy, who responded to Thomas's doubt with love and patience, but also the importance of confronting and overcoming our own uncertainties to find a deeper and more solid faith. Information about Thomas's later life is scarce, but Christian tradition suggests that he dedicated himself to the mission of spreading the gospel in distant lands. According to these traditions, Thomas took the message of Christ to India, where he played a significant role in evangelizing the region. His ministry was so impactful that the St. Thomas Christian Church in Kerala, India, traces its origins back to him. Thomas's end was marked by martyrdom. According to tradition, he was killed by spears in Chennai, India, sealing his testimony with the sacrifice of his life. The story of Thomas, the apostle who initially doubted but found an unshakable faith, continues to inspire Christians around the world. It reminds us that doubts can be a step on the path to deeper faith, and that even those who hesitate can become powerful instruments in God's redemptive work. The tragic fate of Judas Iscariot is often highlighted as a solemn reminder of the gravity of betrayal, but also as a reflection on the complex tension between human free will and the divine plan. Judas, one of the 12 apostles chosen by Jesus, has gone down in history as the traitor who handed over his master for 30 pieces of silver. His betrayal, which led to the arrest and crucifixion of Jesus, marked one of the darkest moments in the biblical narrative. After betraying Jesus, Judas was consumed by remorse and attempted to return the 30 pieces of silver to the religious leaders. However, the weight of his actions led him to despair, resulting in his death by hanging. This final act took place in a location that would become known as the Field of Blood or Potter's Field, purchased with the money he had returned. This field, located near the Valley of Hinnom in Jerusalem, was a place designated for the burial of foreigners and criminals, reinforcing Judas's sad legacy. The story of Judas Iscariot is not just a tale of betrayal, but also a profound reminder of the internal struggle everyone faces between good and evil. His death and the place where it occurred continue to be powerful symbols of the cost of betrayal and the devastation that can result from human choices. At the same time, his story challenges us to reflect on the role of free will within the context of the divine plan and how even the darkest acts can be used to fulfill God's greater purposes.